825 WSGW. You ready for her big tour next year?
One night, a few moons ago, I saw flecks of what could have been lights, but it might just have been you passing by unbeknownst to me. Life.
You're with Pat and Denise and Charlie on the Morning Team Show. It's you were talking about her yesterday, Taylor Swift. Yesterday, we were talking about, you hear this story, Pat, how that she has achieved a record of holding all 10 slots of the top 10 songs in the Billboard chart.
At the same time?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
That?
Yep.
Wow. That's quite a story.
Yeah, just came out. And I didn't realize this. It says that she broke Drake's record from last year when he had 9 of the top 10 slots. And she's the first artist ever to do that, taking all 10 top slots on Billboard's Hot 100 chart from her new album, Midnights. So on the heels of that, what does she do to make even bigger news? She announces, hey, by the way, I'm going to go on tour next year. And so, and there is one stop in Michigan. So if you're a Taylor Swift fan, or even if you're not, just maybe somebody who appreciates somebody who's really the big music superstar these days, she is going to appear in Detroit at Ford Field.
I was
going
to say.
Wow.
In fact, her entire tour is all stadiums.
Yeah, I would say.
Which no doubt she will fill.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think she does arenas anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. In Philadelphia, she'll be at the Lincoln Financial Field. They don't call it a stadium.
No, no stadiums.
But anyway. Yeah, so on June 10th, she will appear in Detroit at Ford Field. Tickets go on sale November 18th, starting at $49 up to $449, or VIP packages starting at $199 up to
$899.
Wow. Yeah, and then there'll be some online that you'll be able to buy for a few thousand, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And there's even ways to get in on pre-sales and things like that. I actually put a link up. I saw this online in the Detroit News, so I put a link up on that story because it has some of the links to the pre-sales and how you sign up for all that in case you are so inclined.
Serious question. No doubt she's going to sell out Ford Field. I'm surprised, like, you know, maybe she and her people don't look at Michigan Stadium.
Wow. Wouldn't that be a stadium
with
tour?
100,000 people? I think Taylor Swift would be able to sell that out.
In June, too, it would be beautiful weather to have an outdoor concert.
That's why. I mean, she'd easily sell it out. I don't think she'd have any problems.
And she does have other outdoor stadiums she'll be doing in Pittsburgh, in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, so in Massachusetts, Gillette Stadium, so it's not like she's sticking to indoor enclosures. She's going to do outdoor stadium tours. So.
Right.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Just the sea of humanity that would want to see her.
What would be the capacity, especially if, you know, you have the seats, but then you'd figure you get extra thousands in the infield, in the field.
Sure.
115, 120,000 probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
I think she could do it. I mean, in a way, I'm trying to you guys remember when Elton John performed at the Central Park?
Oh, gosh, yes.
I just remember a couple hundred thousand. Yeah. And that was when he was in his heyday. I think she could easily do something like that.
She could. Remember those $49 tickets bring your own binoculars.
Yeah, that's right.
It put you near the stadium.
Right.